What if your morning coffee ritual could transform your entire life? Imagine sitting down with your favorite brew and, in those few precious minutes, completely reprogramming your mind for success, happiness, and fulfillment. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the essence of coffee self-talk, a beautifully simple yet profound practice that combines your daily coffee ritual with intentional positive affirmations. The magic happens when you merge something you already love, coffee, with something your mind desperately needs, positive self-talk, creating a powerful anchor for mental transformation that fits seamlessly into your existing routine. Why does this work so effectively? Your brain craves ritual and consistency. By linking affirmations to something you rarely skip, your morning coffee, you create a dependable framework for change. The multisensory experience engages your brain fully. The aroma and taste of coffee, the physical sensation of the warm mug, and the positive words you're speaking aloud all work together to create new neural pathways. Plus, there's the caffeine boost that heightens your attention and receptivity. This combination creates a state-dependent trigger where eventually just the smell of coffee can summon your most empowered mental state. Your brain is incredibly malleable, a concept neuroscientists call neuroplasticity. When you repeat thoughts consistently, neurons that fire together wire together, creating stronger connections. Coffee self-talk leverages this to help you deliberately create positive neuropathways while allowing negative ones to wither. Every thought carves a path in your mind, becoming deeper with repetition until it's your default thinking pattern. Most of us have spent years carving negative pathways. I'm not good enough. I'll never succeed. I don't deserve love. But you can create new pathways anytime. When you consistently practice positive self-talk, you're building super highways for positive thoughts while letting negative paths fade. Research shows significant transformations can occur in just weeks. At the heart of coffee self-talk lies self-love, not narcissism, which stems from self-loathing, but genuine self-appreciation. Without this foundation, people often sabotage their efforts because they don't believe they deserve their desires. Most of us would never speak to a friend the way we speak to ourselves. Negative thoughts act like poison darts, while positive self-talk functions as a protective shield, reducing stress hormones. When you begin affirming self-love, you'll notice a profound shift, becoming gentler and less self-critical. This self-love makes dreams easier to attain because you believe in your worthiness. The key is loving yourself as you are now while directing your brain toward who you're becoming. Add visual elements to your scripts to engage more neural networks. Photos from the internet, personal pictures, or simple doodles that evoke your desired emotions. Think of it as combining self-talk with visual inspiration. Speaking affirmations aloud activates multiple senses simultaneously, reading, speaking, and hearing, making them significantly more impactful than silent practice. This approach maintains focus and accelerates subconscious absorption. Get energetic with your practice. Use emphasis, enthusiasm, and confident body language, like power poses. The more energy you invest, the more convincing the affirmations become for both mind and body, while boosting confidence hormones and reducing stress. Coffee self-talk offers powerful techniques for transforming activities you typically dislike. The first, coffee self-talk reframing, involves simply telling yourself, "I love doing whatever you normally resist." When applied to bill paying, saying, "I love paying bills," your mindset instantly shifts from anxiety to appreciation. This works because it interrupts your normal negative thought patterns and creates new neural pathways associated with positive emotions. The second technique, the get-to method, transforms obligations into privileges by replacing have to with get to. Saying "I get to exercise" instead of "I have to exercise" creates gratitude about the activity. Consider someone recovering from an injury who can't exercise. Suddenly, the ability to move freely becomes a gift rather than a burden. These aren't exercises in toxic positivity. They're perspective shifts that acknowledge privilege and opportunity in daily activities. Think about the millions worldwide who are unemployed or food insecure. Suddenly, cooking dinner becomes a blessing rather than a chore. To maintain your positive mindset, it's crucial to eliminate sources of negativity from your daily life. Consider limiting news consumption, which often deliberately triggers fear responses to keep viewers engaged. Take a ruthless approach to social media, recognizing how these platforms can manipulate us with dopamine drip addiction. When surrounded by negativity, use the "wouldn't it be awesome if" technique to shift conversations in a positive direction. Listen actively to others' complaints, but then gently redirect with playful possibilities. These mental shifts transform difficult moments into manageable ones. Program your mind to immediately find something good in any situation. When caught in pouring rain, appreciate how it nourishes plants or creates beautiful reflections on the pavement. If you're stuck in traffic, use it as a chance to listen to a favorite podcast or practice deep breathing. This instant reframing gives you power over circumstances rather than letting them control your emotions. Coffee self-talk creates tangible results across all life domains. For health and fitness, it transforms your personality into someone who naturally behaves like fit people do, with energy, determination, and a mission-driven attitude. For wealth, it builds a millionaire mindset that represents abundance and freedom, enabling you to notice opportunities that were always there but filtered out by your previous scarcity thinking. In relationships, practitioners often report their partners becoming more loving and affectionate in response to their own positive changes. By focusing on what you love about your partner rather than what irritates you, you create a virtuous cycle of appreciation and affection that can inject that honeymoon feeling back into your relationship. Everyone has time for coffee self-talk. It only takes the few minutes needed to drink your morning coffee. If you're someone who drinks coffee on the go, it's time for a change because you're worth those precious minutes. This small investment creates a butterfly effect that ripples outward with love and compassion throughout your entire day. Your self-talk becomes your truth, which becomes your life and destiny. How you feel right now stems directly from how you've thought about yourself today, yesterday, and last month. The power to change lies entirely within you. Your happiness and success spring from inside, not from external conditions or others' choices. Imagine standing before a door to your amazing life filled with light, love, and fulfilled dreams. All it takes to open this door is thinking door-opening thoughts, positive, uplifting affirmations that transform the handle to golden warmth. This power has always been yours, waiting for you to claim it. What will you tell yourself tomorrow morning over coffee? Those few minutes might just change everything. Your cup isn't just filled with coffee. It's brimming with possibility, transformation, and the person you're becoming, one sip at a time.